falls out of that, what your strategic plan needs to be going forward. And that we would call not strategic plan, we'd call it goal setting growing out of our dashboard exercise. So I think it's a really quite a clever way to go about it.
I just might comment, this is so comprehensive. There's obviously no way that we can address every part of this. And so it seems to me we should all be thinking about prioritizing where we are, probably by timing. So for example, I would suggest we begin with recruiting, financial aid. Those are the issues that are important to us right at this time. And then continue on, and some of the other items, you know, would be better served to for us to observe later on in the year.
I mean, in my mind, the sort of a globally, as we think about how we conduct these meetings, that, you know, we have 6 meetings a year. If we could take 4 of them into format them as a typical quarterly board meeting, where we look at where we are to budget and get the standard reports and approve mid-year items, and then take the 2 remaining meetings and treat them as retreat meetings, where we come back and look at that, really use the dashboard to drive those 2 meetings, perhaps the January meeting and the July meeting. And we can, I'm not quite sure how the how to calendarize all of this, but if we could have 2 meetings a year where we really looked globally at where we're going, and I think we have to address everything on this list.
Well, I think we do too.
And that might give us the capacity to do that. Yeah. Say, you know, here are the items that we were concerned about. What have we done in the intervening 6 months, and then just keep correcting our course every 6 months. I think that would be a productive use of that's kind of gelling in my mind about how we conduct ourselves.
And if you identified a couple high priority areas like you mentioned, you could review those at the other intervening meetings. There's no reason you would have to wait 6 months to go back to that.
That's right. That would be your
right. Some of them we probably shouldn't wait 6 months.
Right.
And like a quarterly board meeting, it would, you know, you're looking at progress versus plan. And then the plan might get reset every 6 months. How that plays into our budgeting and then our, you know, our budgeting process. We set our priorities, we've articulated those, and then the team budgets for those priorities. And then we have the personnel issue, and we need to figure out where our reviews occur in the calendar year so that they can be expressed in the budget as raises and promotions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know that all of that has ever been thought through, but I think we need to start calibrating our calendar around those important issues. Can I ask you, would it make sense for the Academic Medical Center to have its own dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then might it be possible to ask the Foundation and the Alumni Association?
Actually, the Foundation has a very elaborate dashboard.
Yeah, somebody told me they did. And
They do, and which could be, you know, which could be part of this. They do have. I know Skip has already started on a process of, and actually, even here, even in this comprehensive dashboard, there are about 3 or 4 indicators looking at the Academic Medical Center, but we have talked about some additional indicators to be used as for that purpose.
Would that be helpful, Tim, to your group?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ed, would it be possible to ask you to provide a report for?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
As we are running a little bit ahead of schedule, Walt and I will start darnest to get you back on us. I'd first of all just like to take the opportunity to recognize a recognition that the university received on Friday, and that is in addition to the University of Illinois Research Park celebrating its 10th anniversary of its establishment, it was selected by its organization as being the number one research park in the United States and received that recognition on Friday. I just want to, Larry, I know you're the current leader, but there have been a lot of fingerprints on the research park over the 10-year period from the president's office on down, and I just want to express my appreciation to what's been done and what I know Skip and Chip are working on to expand that even more into Chicago. So it's a great recognition of the University of Illinois, and hopefully we can build on that that success.
Let's applaud it then.
All right, to report, our meeting was held of the Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee on November 21st. Members of the committee present constituting the quorum were Trustees McMillan, Oliver, Montgomery, and Student Trustee Tinkin, and also Treasurer McKeever. Also, Trustee Strobel tried diligently to participate telephonically, and we survived through that process, right? Also, Student Trustees Ehrenberg and Thomas also were present. Minutes of the August 31st meeting were approved without corrections or additions. There were seven presentations that were made to the committee for consideration. Heather Habernacker reported on the FY11 MAFB purchase and contracts for the university. Gila Bronner of the Bronner Group reported on the results of phase two of the MAFB diversity spending project for the university, and I believe both Ms. Bronner and Habernacker will be making reports this morning. Dean Hagan and representatives of the University Investment Advisors of Hewitt, Enos Knuff and Associates, made a presentation on the selection process for the selection of fixed income investment managers to manage certain portions of the university's investment portfolio. And a board action item approving the selection of the managers will be for your consideration today. Vice President Knorr made a tuition and financial aid presentation on the context of the tuition decision, including policy, financial, economic, and cost considerations, and will be making a modified presentation today. Julie Zimaitis reported on FY12 first quarter internal audit activity. Bob Plankenhorn made two presentations, including the proposed changes in the university debt policy, primarily to conform with state statutory amendments related to the university's issuance of debt, and a proposal to refund certain auxiliary system revenue bonds for debt service savings. And again, the board will consider actions on both of these proposals later today. Heather Habernacker also made a presentation on the three-phase recommendations for the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and Chicago campuses. Mike Bass reported on a number of capital and real estate items to be considered also by the board today. I won't go through and explain each of the items, but I would remind you that item 13 and 15 through 28 are items for your consideration. I know you've had the book and have reviewed them in advance. I do want to give special recognition to our committee members and the amount of review that you had before you came to the meeting and the time that you invested to review it. I'm certainly appreciative and respect the time that our committee puts into it. No other business was considered. The meeting was adjourned at 3:25, and our next meeting will be held January 7th at 1 p.m. At this time, I'd like to turn the rest of the presentation over to Vice President Knorr and other presentations to follow. Walt?
I think we'll move right to Heather Habernacker and Gila Bronner for the MAFB presentation.
Great.
Mr. Chairman, can we turn this thermostat up a little bit? Thank